Since hundreds of people bet and won on each race, the commission would have no reason to look at only those particular races where Timo had cashed in. One minor anomaly found in all cases, the information assistant said. What is it? Faint traces of carbon, silicon, and copper in the post-race chemical tests of each winner in the subset. This wasn't noticed before? Lando asked. Dismissed as irrelevant. Probable explanation, minor environmental contaminants from the blobstacles themselves. And these same traces show up on every one of the winners?
Yes.
Do they show up on any of the other blob tests, winners or losers, in any race?
Checking.
After a pause, the terminal answered,
No, sir.
Lando looked at the test results. The amounts of contaminant were absolutely trivial, nothing that should have had any effect. Speculation on what might have caused this?
None, the terminal answered.
Thanks a lot, Lando said.
You're welcome.
3PO sat bolt upright, startled out of his recharging state.
General Calrissian, R2 has just contacted me.
3PO bumped the comlink with his golden finger, and bleeping noises burst through the speaker.
Mr. Timo has appeared at the Blob Corrals, disguised as a Blob Wrangler. R2 has verified his identification. What could he be doing there?
Let's go, Lando said. I didn't expect him to try again so soon, but now we've got him, whatever he's doing. Lando grabbed his cape and slung it over his shoulders before he swept out of the room. 3PO raised his hands in alarm, but shuffled off as fast as he could, his motivators whirring. The two ran through the darkened, misty streets of Omgol City. Around them, blockish limestone dwellings rose high, stacked upon each other like cracker boxes, lacquered to a high gloss with moisture sealants. Streetlights hung in the street intersections, shedding a pearly halo into the mist. Workers climbed on scaffolds, tearing down old banners that advertised the visit of one dignitary, and putting up new ones welcoming the Duchess Mistel to Omgol City. Lando sprinted up the cobblestone streets with 3PO scurrying stiffly behind. Steep thoroughfares climbed the bluffs. Ahead and adjacent to the sinkhole arena, they could see a large lighted structure where the blobs were kept and monitored. Lando ducked through a service entrance to the blob corrals, and 3PO followed. Strange smells, damp and musty, filled the air. Cleanup droids chugged through the halls, while others checked temperature controls for the blob pens. The lights had been dimmed for the evening, encouraging the blobs to rest.
3PO, do you know where we're going?
I believe I can locate R2, sir,
3PO said, and turned in slow circles before he pointed the way. Down another level, they reached a shadowy chamber cut into the limestone. The lights inside had been set to their lowest illumination, and moisture generators kept the room damp and clammy.
R2 is in here, General Calrissian.
Okay, be quiet. Let's see what's going on.
Do you really think Mr. Timo could be cheating, sir? Even with the threat of capital punishment?
Lando frowned at him. No, I'm sure he has a perfectly legitimate reason to be wearing a Blob Wrangler's uniform, slipping into the Blob Corral late at night, and skulking around in the darkness.
What a relief, sir. I'm glad to hear he may yet be a Jedi candidate.
Shut up, 3PO.
They crept through the entrance into a room lined with blob pens. Banks of about 20 small enclosures blocked his line of sight in the shadowy room. Within each pen, a gelatinous blob burbled and vibrated as it rested. From the far side of the room came a rattling noise, a blob pen being eased open. Lando crept silently down the rows of blob enclosures, letting his eyes adjust to the dimness. In the shadows of the far row of pens, Lando spotted a human form. He recognized Timo's build, his furtive movements, his lanky dark hair. Timo hunched over a cage, reaching inside, doing something to the blob in front of him. Lando leaned close to 3PO and breathed words in the faintest of whispers, knowing he would not be overheard in the general stirring of the blobs.
Enhance your optical sensors so you can make out what he's doing, and record everything for later playback. We may need proof if we're going to get this guy.
Before the droid could answer, Lando clamped his hand over 3PO's mouth to keep him silent. 3PO nodded and turned to stare at the man in the shadows. With a whirring sound, R2-D2 puttered down the walkway between the pens. Timo looked up, startled, but R2 carried a cleaning attachment and scrubbed the floor under the pens. He whirred right by Timo, ignoring the man just as a cleaning droid would do. Lando nodded in admiration for the little astromech. Timo turned back to his work, shaken by R2's appearance and apparently wanting to be out of there as soon as possible.
"Sir," 3PO cried, "he just implanted a small object in the protoplasm of that blob."
Timo whirled and grabbed at one of the pockets of his jumpsuit. Lando didn't need greater illumination to recognize a blaster being drawn.
"Thanks a lot, 3PO," he said as he tackled the droid.
An instant later, a blaster bolt sparked off the wall near where they had been standing a moment before.
"Come on."
He scrambled to his feet and ran over to where Timo had been hiding, ducking to take advantage of the cover the blob pens offered. Another blaster shot ricocheted through the dimness, missing them by a wide margin.
"R2," 3PO wailed. "Sound the alarms. Call the guards. Alert the corral owner. Anybody."
Timo shot at them again, and 3PO gasped as sparks erupted close to his head.
"Oh, dear."
Inside the corral, the blobs awakened and stirred, rearing up against the bars of their pens. He heard Timo crash into the corner of a cage. They reached the pen where Timo had been meddling. Lando kept his head low.
3PO, see if you can tell what he planted in that blob.
Do you really think that's wise right at the moment, sir?
Do it.
Lando had his own blaster drawn, scanning the shadows for Timo's form. Ratcheting alarms rang out.
Good work, R2, Lando mumbled.
Seeing a hunched moving form, Lando risked a shot on stun but missed. An indignant series of electronic noises told him he had almost deactivated R2.
Sorry about that.
By firing his blaster, Lando had given away his position. Timo shot back, but his energy bolt spanged off the wall. Lando fired again, and as the stun beam expanded outward, he saw several blobs in its path curl up and condense sideways.
A shootout at the blob corral, Lando said to himself. Just the way I wanted to spend my vacation.
3PO stood next to the pen, trying to determine exactly what Timo had been doing. The blob itself, riled by the disturbance, reared up against the bars, leaning into the cage door. Dim light glinted off 3PO's polished body, offering a clear target. But this time, when Timo fired, his blaster bolt incinerated the lock on the pen. With the pressing weight of the blob, the door flung open, and the entire gelatinous mass dumped onto 3PO's head, oozing down his body. The droid's muffled cries of panic came through the wet protoplasm. Seeing Timo's form move through the shadows, Lando sprinted after him. The other man made for the archway exit as fast as he could move in the murkiness.
Timo, hold it right there.
Timo turned to glance in Lando's direction, then put on a burst of reckless speed. At that moment, R2 scuttled out of the shadows, placing himself directly in the running man's path. Timo crashed into the droid, somersaulted into the air, and landed on his back. Lando pounced, grabbing Timo's blaster arm and yanking it behind his back until the weapon dropped free.
Good job, R2.
Timo thrashed and struggled as the alarms continued to sound.
Get away from me. I won't let you take me back to her.
Help me. Help,
3PO cried. He waved his arms frantically, trying to wipe blob material from his outer shell. Guard droids and human security officers scrambled into the grotto. Lights flared on as somebody upped the illumination. Timo fought more frantically.
Over here, Lando called.
The guard droids took possession of Timo, clamping their restraining arms around him. Another reached out to grasp Lando, and he suddenly realized he had no good reason to be in the blob corral either.
What in the bleeping miasma is going on here? A deep voice roared.
A hirsute man who looked as if he had dressed hurriedly strode into the corral area.
And shut off those blasted alarms. They're upsetting my blobs, and they're giving me a headache.
Over here, Mr. Fondine, one of the human guards answered.
The man came over to see Timo struggling in the guard droid's straitjacket grasp. Lando caught his attention.
I've uncovered a possible sabotage of the races, sir. This man here has been tinkering with the blobs.
The man gave Timo an acid glance, then turned back to Lando.
I'm Slish Fondine, owner of these stables. You'd better tell me who you are and why you're here.
Lando realized, with some surprise, that he had nothing to hide.
I'm General Calrissian, a representative of the New Republic. I have been investigating this man, Timo, as part of an entirely different mission, but I believe you will be very interested to study his track record of wins.
Timo glared at Lando.
You'll never take me back to her. I couldn't stand that. You don't know how she is. I'll die first.
Slishfondeen shushed him with a wave of his hand. That can be arranged if what the general says is true. On Umgul, cheaters are executed. The alarm sirens finally fell silent.
Will somebody please help me?
3PO cried. Fondeen saw the droid struggling with the dripping greenish mass and rushed over to assist him. Brushing the protoplasm back up into the main mass, Fondeen shushed and cooed the blob. Easy now. He spoke to 3PO as well. Stop struggling. The blob is as afraid of you as you are of it. Just be calm. He lowered his voice. They can sense fear, you know. 3PO tried to remain still as Fondeen gently coerced the blob to reincorporate back toward its pen. 3PO suddenly grew excited again.
Sir, I've just found a near-microscopic electronic object inside this blob's protoplasm. Magnifying. It appears to be a micromotivator.
Lando suddenly understood what Timo had been doing. A micromotivator implanted in the blob could send out a powerful internal stimulus, provoke a frantic flight response in any creature. If tuned properly, the micromotivator could give a blob the speed born of absolute terror. The gadget was so tiny that Timo could self-destruct it after the blob had successfully won a race, leaving only minuscule traces of a few component elements in the blob tissue. And no one would ever know. Slishfondeen glared daggers at Timo. That is vile blasphemy against the whole spirit of blob racing.
Timo squirmed. I had to have the money. I had to get off planet before she gets here.
In exasperation, Lando said, Who are you talking about? Who is she? He freed himself from the guard droid's grip. Timo's eyes goggled at Lando's question.
Didn't she send you to get me? I saw you spying on me at the races. You tried to catch me, but I escaped. I'll never go back to her.
Who? Both Lando and Slishfondeen bellowed in unison.
The Duchess Mistel, of course. She clings to me every second. She blows in my ear. She won't let me out of her sight, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to get away.
Lando and Fondeen looked at each other without comprehension, but R2 trundled up, chittering an explanation. 3PO, extricated from the blob mass, stepped forward to translate.
R2 has run a check. The Duchess Mistel of Dargol has posted a 1,000,000-credit reward for the safe return of her lost consort. Apparently, he ran away from her. The man's official name is Dak, but his description precisely matches that of Mr. Timo here.
Timo hung his head in misery. Fondeen crossed his arms over his chest. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Yes, I'm Dak. He heaved a huge sigh. The Duchess Mistel reached her age of marriage 2 years ago and decided to find the perfect consort. She advertised across the galaxy for likely candidates, and she received millions of applicants. I was one of them. Who wouldn't want the job? She was rich and young and beautiful. All the consort would have to do is live in total opulence and be doted upon by the Duchess.
Tears sprang to Timo's eyes.
My particular talent was electronic wizardry. I built those micromotivators from scratch. When I applied for the consort position, I knew my odds were small, but I succeeded in hacking into the central computer in Palace Dargol, sabotaging the other applicants, planting an algorithm so that the computer would spit out my name as the perfect choice.
Slishfondeen looked nauseated at the mere concept of cheating in such a heinous manner.
The Duchess and I were married, and everything seemed exactly as I had expected, at first. But the Duchess was convinced I was her perfect match, fated to be with her forever. Every waking moment of the day, she refused to let me move more than arm's length away from her. She would wake me up at all hours of the night, find me during her meal breaks. She would trap me in the gardens, in the libraries.
Timo's eyes grew wild, shining with panic.
I thought she would get tired of me, or at least used to having me around. But it went on for more than a year. I couldn't sleep. I jumped at shadows. I was a wreck, and that made her feel sorry for me. So she clung even tighter. And I couldn't leave. On Dargol, they mate for life. Life! She'll never give up searching,
and she'll never take another mate as long as I live.
Timo looked as if a scream hovered on his lips.
I'll never be free of her. I had to escape.
Well, it looks like you finally found a way out, Slish Fondine said in an angry voice. As an admitted scam artist, you'll be promptly executed under the laws of Umgol. To Lando's surprise, Timo didn't even try to defend himself. He seemed resigned to his fate. But Lando wasn't so sure about the idea.
Let's think about this a minute, Mr. Fondine. Did you say there's a million-credit reward for his safe return to the Duchess, R2?
R2 chirped an affirmative.
Now, Mr. Fondine, think of what a wonderful gift of state this would be for the upcoming visit of the Duchess, returning her consort in time to ease her loneliness.
Timo groaned in misery.
On the other hand, if you were to execute him, knowing he is her missing consort, things could get very unpleasant between Umgol and your sister planet. Might even be cause for war.
Fondine's face darkened with the possibilities, but his honor had been so offended that the choice was not clear to him. He sighed.
We'll leave it up to the prisoner himself. Timo, or Dak, or whatever your name is, do you wish to be executed or returned to the Duchess Mistel?
Timo swallowed hard.
How long do I have to think about it?
It's not a trick question, Lando said.
Timo sighed. Can I at least be allowed to rest until she gets here? I'm going to need all my strength.
The Lady Luck cruised out of the huge grotto of Umgol's spaceport, rising above the mists into the sky. Slish Fondine had insisted, out of fairness, that he would transfer half of the Duchess's reward into Lando's account when she arrived. No longer penniless, Lando would have seed money to invest in some new operation, some other scheme that could excite him. He had tried the molten metal mines on Niklan and the Tybana gas mines on Bespin. He wondered what he might find next. Though he had tried his best to track down a worthy candidate for Luke's Jedi Academy, he hated to return empty-handed to Coruscant. But he knew there would be others. 3PO remained uncharacteristically silent as the Lady Luck burst into hyperspace, heading home.
10.
Images of starships whirled through space like pinpoints of fire around Coruscant. The holographic map of the system showed the locations of all vessels in range.